KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, taking a look at state soccer action from Friday. In Class 2A semifinals, it was Lewis Central over ADM by a score of 4-1. Union Downing North Scott 4-3. The 2A championship today at 1:30 will pit Lewis Central against Union. In the Class 3A semifinals on Friday, West Des Moines Valley beat Ankeny Centennial 1-0. It was Ames over Iowa City West 2-1. The 3A championship will be played this afternoon at 4 o'clock with West Des Moines Valley taking on Ames. And in the 1A semifinals on Friday, Davenport Assumption down Nevada 2-0. It was Center Point Urbana over North Polk 1-0. And that the state 1A championship in soccer gets underway at 11 o'clock with Davenport Assumption taking on Center Point Urbana. In area softball action yesterday, the Creston Classic. It was Atlantic defeating Lennox 5-0. Bondurant Farrar over Creston 14-1. Atlantic beating Sioux City East 10-1. Ankeny over Creston 11-0. Hawkeye 10 conference softball saw Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson by a score of 12-3. In the corner conference action, it was East Mills over Fremont Mills 26-21. Sydney Downing Stanton 15-14. In Western Iowa Conference softball play, it was IKM Manning beating HSDW 13-5. Trainer down to Griswold 3-0. Logan Magnolia was a 19-1 winner over a Tri-Center in three innings in the first game. And in the second game, a three-inning matchup, Logan Magnolia played Tri-Center and they won 14-0. Also, it was Missouri Valley over Riverside in three innings, 14-0 in softball. Underwood swept Audubon in two games, 13-1 and 14-1. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was I-35 Truro over Bedford, 16-0. Mount Air beating Wayne in eight innings, 5-4. Southeast Warren was a 10-0 winner over East Union in softball, and Martinsdale St. Mary's blanked Southwest Valley, 6-3. Central Decatur beat Nottoway Valley by a score of 5-3. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Glidden-Ralston was a 15-5 winner over Arweva in softball. Adair Casey Guthrie Center beat West Harrison 7-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine 15-3. And at the Woodward Granger tournament, Lewis Central girls beat Woodward Granger 4-3. Perry was a 4-3 winner over Lewis Central. And Ogden beat Abraham Lincoln 21-1. At the Old Arthur BCIG tournament yesterday, Denison Schleswig beat Newell Fonda in softball 7-5. It was Kemper Catholic over East Sac County 9-3. Area baseball action on Friday in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was Atlantic over Creston 5-4. Kemper Catholic beating Shenandoah 4-3. Clarinda beat St. Albert 8-5. Abraham Lincoln, that is, was a 9-5 winner over Lewis Central. Denison Schleswig down to Grundy Center at Waterloo 11-1. And it was Mid Prairie over Denison Schleswig, also at Waterloo, by a score of 3-2. In corner conference high school baseball action, it was Fremont Mills over East Mills 3-2, Sydney beating Stanton 16-8. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW was a 4-3 winner over IKM Manning. Trainer beat Griswold in four innings, 18-2. Logan Magnolia, doubleheader. We don't have that score right off the available for you at the moment. Missouri Valley beat Riverside, though, 18-1 in four innings. And Underwood was a 11-1 winner over Audubon in five innings. Pride of Iowa Conference softball action saw I-35 beat Bedford 22-1. It was Mount Air over Wayne 12-10. Southeast Warren over East Union 5-0. Also, Martinsdale St. Mary's beating Southwest Valley in five innings, 13-1. Nottoway Valley was a 4-3 winner over Central Decatur. Rolling Hills Conference baseball action saw Exira EHK beat Earlham 11-1. Cam was a 17-0 winner over Boyer Valley in four innings. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine 13-3. And it was Arweva over Glenn Ralston 11-0. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers have staved off an elimination while preventing the Golden State Warriors from pulling off a postseason sweep. The Cavs have forced a fifth game in the NBA Finals by trouncing the Warriors 137-116. Cleveland set NBA Finals record by draining 24 three-pointers, scoring 49 points in the first quarter, and getting 86 points by halftime. LeBron James also set a record with his ninth career triple-double in an NBA Finals games, delivering 31 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. James had 22 points, 8 assists, and 6 boards by the time intermission rolled around. Kyrie Irving was deadly all night, shooting 7 for 12 from beyond the arc and finishing the game with 40 points. Kevin Love chipped in 23 points, and J.R. Smith added 15 on 5 of 9 from the three-point range. The Warriors received subpar performance from starting guards Stephon Curry and Klay Thompson, who combined for just 27 points on 8 of 24 shooting. Curry missed 9 of his 13 shots and finished with 14 points and a team-leading 10 assists. Kevin Durant had a team-high 35 points for the Warriors, who will again try to wrap up their second NBA title in 3 years, Monday at Oakland. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals' seven-game losing streak is over after Aledmys Díaz hit a solo home run and Michael Wacha pitched six strong innings to lead a 3-2 decision over Philadelphia. Sung Hwan Oh gave up a leadoff double in the ninth before nailing down his 14th save. Tommy Pham ended the game by making a diving catch on a line drive by Freddie Galvis. Elsewhere, Greg Holland picked up his Major League-leading 23rd save by pitching in and out of a bases-loaded jam to close out the Colorado Rockies' sixth consecutive win, 5-3 over the Cubs in Chicago. Ryan Hannigan and Charlie Blackman hit two home runners for the Rockies, who are the first National League team to 40 victories following their sixth straight win. The Cubs are just 30-30 following their third loss in a row. Pinch hitter Matt Caesar hit a go-ahead home run in the seventh inning as San Diego beat Kansas City 6-3 to halt a five-game skid. Rookie Franchi Cordero hit a two-run double in the eighth inning before Yairvis Solari added a RBI double to cap the scoring. The Houston Astros have a rough patch since an 11-game winning streak gave them a Major League-leading 42-16 record earlier this week. Cameron Maybin had three hits and a career-high four bases stolen after coming off the disabled list to lead the Angels 9-4 in a drubbing over the Astros in Houston. Houston had at least five runs in 12 straight games before running into Shoemaker in the Angels' bullpen. The Yankees put together their third straight rout as Aaron Hicks banged out a pair of homers in an 8-2 pounding of the Orioles. Jackie Bradley Jr., hit a two-run homer while the Bo Sox scored three times in the eighth inning to pull out a 5-3 decision over Detroit. Elsewhere in baseball, Milwaukee put an end to Arizona's nine-game home winning streak by overcoming Mark Lamb's three-run blast in an 8-6 triumph over the Diamondbacks. The Brewers stretched their lead in the NL Central to two games over the Cubs. Justin Turner hit a two-run homer in his first at-bat off the DL before the Dodgers completed a 7-2 trouncing of Cincinnati. Andrew Kashner held the National League's top offense in check, and the Rangers homered twice while taking advantage of three errors in a 5-2 win at Washington. The Twins were 4-0 winners at San Francisco as Irvin Santana pitched a four-hitter for his third shutout of the season. Edwin and Carcion went 3-for-4 and slammed a go-ahead two-run homer in the fifth inning in Chicago's 7-3 win over the White Sox. Seattle picked up its 10th win in 12 games as Danny Valencia and Jared Dyson hit RBI singles in the seventh to give the Mariners a 3-2 lead and a 4-2 victory against Toronto. Other scores from around the ballpark, Steven Souza Jr. was in a 1-for-24 skid before hitting one of Tampa Bay's five home runs, a three-run blast in the first inning of a 13-4 laugher against Oakland. Tyler Moore homered twice, and Giancarlo Stanton sent a 449-foot blast over the batter's eye at PNC Park as the Marlins outslugged the Pirates 12-7. The Marlins have won 11 of 15. Dansby Swanson hit a two-run double in the sixth and scored the winning run in the bottom of the ninth to give the Braves a 3-2 win over the Mets. And in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals just completed a seven-game losing streak has cost several people their jobs. Redbirds general manager John Mozeliak says infielder Johnny Peralta has been designated for assignment, and that third base coach Chris Maloney will be reassigned to another position within the Redbirds organization. The Cards are also shuffling several other coaching positions. The skid was the Cardinals' longest in 4 years and has dropped St. Louis to 26-32 on the season. Sports was brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.